Okay, the Gemara Rosh Hashanah brings out a brayser where Reb Shimon says, "Arba dvarim ha'yomer Rabbi Akiva ve'in v'ani eini derish kamaisai." Reb Shimon was a Talmud of Rabbi Akiva, and he was a very loyal Talmud. This is Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. He's a very loyal Talmud, and he almost always followed Rabbi Akiva. But he says there are four areas where Rabbi Akiva said one way, but I'm going to disagree. And one of them has to do with the Tanis that we have today. What's this Tanis in the month of Teves all about, and when does it fall out? So the basis of the Machlekes is that really is a little bit, if you work through the Torah of Chasav, there's a little bit of a mystery. There are two places where the Pesukim talk about this Tanis, one in Zechariah and one in Yecheskel. And the one in Zechariah leaves it almost like a riddle. Because the Pesuk in Zechariah where it says, V'tzeim ha-ravi, v'tzeim ha-chamishi, v'tzeim ha-shavi, v'tzeim ha-asiri. So it refers to the fasts by the day of the month. The fast of the fourth month, which is Tammuz, the fast of the fifth month, which is Av, the fast of the seventh month, which is Tishrei, and the fast of the tenth month, which is Teves. And all of those have to do with the Chorban Bayis Rishain. The Pasuk is about the Chorban Bayis Rishain, and it refers to these Taniyais. So they're all supposed to refer to some significant event that happened during that series, that process of Nebuchadnezzar, the Bavel coming and destroying the first place of Mikdash. So some of them are pretty simple. The Tzimha Revi of Tammuz, that we know refers to when the Babylonians breached the walls of the city. That's the Tanis that we have of us of Shivasa B'Tammuz. Although there's some, for another time, there's some confusion about that because the Pesukim seem to go with a different date within Tammuz, but Al Kapanim, that's the Tanis that we observe as Shivasa B'Tammuz. The Tzemach HaMishi, which is in the month of Av, so that's for the Churban Beis HaMikdash, and that's on Tisha B'Av. The Tzemach Shavi'i, which is Tishrei, so that's a little bit more obscure, but in the Pesukim, we find that what happened in Tishrei that had to do with the process of the Churban, that was the death of Gedaliah ben Achikam, which, why was that significant? Because after most of the Yidden were taken to Bavel, there was a small community that was left in Eretz Yisrael, and then when he was killed, that really brought about the end of that community. So that was the really like the end of a yishuv in Eretz Yisrael. So that was a step in the Churban. That's the Tzem HaShavi. What about the Tzem HaAsiri? So again, the Pasuk in Zechariah says there's a Tzem HaAsiri, meaning that we fast because of what happened in Teves. So what happened in Teves? So if you open in Yecheskel, you'll see that there are two Maisim that happen in Chodesh Teves that have a Sheiches with the Churban. One is Samach Malach Bavel, that Nebuchadnezzar came and laid a siege around the city. Samach Malach Bavel, he placed a siege around Yerushalayim. That happened on the 10th of Teves. That's what happened today. There's also, Pesukim later in Yecheskel, say that Vayava Eli HaPalit when the word of the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash of Yerushalayim reached Bavel, wasn't a day that anything happened, but it was a day when the news arrived, which, you know, to us is very foreign, right? Because news is always instantaneous. But obviously in the ancient world it wasn't like that. So there was the Churban that happened in Yerushalayim, but the Jewish people at that time already a very significant percentage of the Jewish people was already in Bavel. There were two phases, like if you remember, you might remember in Megillas Esther, we talk about how Mordechai was im ha'goyla asher ha'gosa im nechanya melech Yehuda. There were two phases of the Golas. There were some that went with Tzidkiah, and there were some that went with Yechanya. And so a lot of Klal Yisrael was already in Bavel. And there was some that was still in Eretz Yisrael, and the Beis HaMikdash was still standing. And then Nebuchadnezzar came, and he destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. And all the Yidden in Bavel, hundreds of miles away, they didn't immediately know about that, but on the 5th of Teves, Vayavai Eli HaPalit Leimar Huk Sa'ir, that the refugee from Yerushalayim reached Bavel and told the community over there that Yerushalayim fell, and imagine what a dark day that was for the Yidden in Bavel to hear that Yerushalayim has fallen and the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. So that happened on the 5th of Teves.
The Yidden were really in Bavel at that time?
Many of them had come 11 years earlier. Nebuchadnezzar had brought Tzidkiyahu and many Yidden at that time, and then some came later with Yechanya. So this was, So those that came and said, yeah, I don't know what the numbers are, but it's a very significant part of it. There was a big gullus that happened 11 years before the Korban. So Rabbi Akiva says that, those psukim in Yecheskel tell about two stories that happened in Teves. Samach Melech Bavel, that was the siege, and by Yavai Elei HaPalit, that's the arrival of the news. Rabbi Akiva said that the Tzoyim HaAsiri, that the Pasuk in Zechariah refers to, that there's some Tanis, some Chorban-related Tanis on the month of Teves, is a Sar B'Teves, it's the 10th of Teves, which was the day of Samach Melech Bavel, when Nebuchadnezzar came and besieged Yerushalayim. And Rabbi Shimon says that this is one of the Arba Dvarim Haya Derish Rabbi Akiva, this is one of the four things that Rabbi Akiva Darshan about Ani Ani Derish Kamaitseva, I don't agree. I say that the Tzoyim HaAsiri, the fast in the month of Teves, is actually the 5th of Teves, and it refers to the Maisa of Ayava Elai HaPalad Leimar Huksa Ha'ir. It refers to the arrival of the news in Bavel that Yerushalayim had fallen. And Rabbi Shimon says, why do I think that my pshat is better than Rabbi Akiva's pshat? He was always very, he was very nichna to Rabbi Akiva, but over here he said that I'm going to have to disagree. He says, because the sequence of the in the Pasuk in Zechariah, which lists the four tannis, it says the Tzeim Ravi, Tzeim HaMishi, Tzeim HaShvi, Tzeim HaAsiri. So the Asiri comes last. It's the fourth of the four tannis. According to Rabbi Akiva, it was the first of the four Maisim. Because first siege. The siege came, then they broke through the walls, then they destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, and then they wiped out the community with the assassination of Gedaliah. So the according to Rabbi Akiva, the Tzeim HaAsiri actually commemorates the first Maisa. So the Pasuk is out of order. But according to Reb Shimon, the Tzeim HaAsiri commemorates the last Maisa. The Beis HaMikdash was destroyed during the summer, but the Yidden didn't know about it until the winter. And in the winter, following that summer, by Yavai Elai HaPalit, and that's when they heard about it. So Reb Shimon says, I like my pshat much better because it puts the Pasuk and Zechariah in the correct order. And the Gemara says Rabbi Akiva wasn't misspoiled from that. Rabbi Akiva felt that the Pasuk, even though it's going out of order chronologically, but it's going in order numerically. It says the 4th, the 5th, the 7th, and the 10th. Mm-hmm. So that's an order. If we would follow Rabbi Shimon's order, we would say the 10th, the 4th, the 5th, the 7th. The numbers would be out of order. So that's where Rabbi Akiva liked his pshat better. Al Kapanim, in the Braisa, there's a Machlekes Tanayim about what day we're supposed to fast, the 5th of Teves or the 10th of Teves, and what it's supposed to commemorate, the 5th of Teves because of Vayavai Elai HaPalit, or the 10th of Teves because of Samach Melech Bavel. Now, obviously we paskin like Rabbi Akiva because we're fasting today, Asar v'Teves, this is the day that we actually fast. Although, if we, you know, if you read carefully in the Slichas this morning, we throw it all in. In the Slichas, it refers also to the Vayavai Elai HaPalit, Lemer Huksa Ha'ir. That pasuk is quoted in the first of the Slichas that we said this morning. For that matter, it also throws into the Slichas what it says in Megillas Tanis, that something happened on the 8th of Teves and something happened on the 9th of Teves. So everything that happened during the month of Teves is mentioned in the Slichas today, including Reb Shimon's Shita about the 5th of Teves. But Lamaitse, we fast on the 10th.
I think Raya like Rabbi Akiva is that it's named Asar B'Teves.
Right. So Lamaiso, we're fasting on the 10th, but there was a machlekes tanoim about what's the right day. So there's an interesting kasha. The Machinuch raises a kasha. How did it happen that in the times of Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shimon, there was a machlekes about what day to fast? Is it today or is it last Thursday, right? The 5th of Teves was last Thursday. Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shimon were having this machlekes. What did they do last year? What did they do every year? Why did this just happen now all of a sudden? Now it's true. This is a machlekes. This is a shaila that comes up in a lot of situations. And you know, most machlekes are about details, are about when the b'di'evid you're not yotze anymore, or you know what's the minimum shear for something. It's not so common that you have a machlekes tanayim about the basic tzura of a mitzvah. I'm not saying this is the only place, but it's not so common. So the Menachas Chinuch raises the question over here that what happened, now to put it into context, Reb Shimon and Rabbi Akiva were in the dar immediately following the Chorban HaBayis. Mm-hmm. But that's not really a good answer because they were in the dar immediately following the Chorban HaBayis. Sheni. Mm-hmm. These tanyais are all coming to commemorate events in Chorban HaBayis Rishon. But it is a little bit of an answer. Let's bring in a little more history. That pasuk in Zechariah that I mentioned before that refers to the Tzemer Ravi, Tzemer Chamishi, Tzemer Shavi, Tzemer Asiri. What's the continuation of that pasuk? It says, Yiyu l'sasin l'simcha, that these Tzemeris shall be days of rejoicing. The Navi Zechariah said that now you're going into Golos, you're going into, you know, to Bavel, into Golos, because the base of Mikdash is destroyed. But I give you a Havtacha, a Nevuah, that you're going to come back to Eretz Yisrael, and then these are going to be days of celebration. And of course, it's a Havtacha for La'asad Lavoi, but it was also a Havtacha for more immediately. 70 years later, they came back. Yirmiyahu had said the Golos will be 70 years. 70 years later, they got permission from Koresh to rebuild the base of Mikdash, and they came back to Eretz Yisrael. And then while the second base of Mikdash was standing, which was a period of 400 years, these tzeimais were observed, but not as tzeimais, but as Yom Tovim. Like the Navi in Zechariah said, Yulasasim al-Simcha. So they were celebrating the, I guess they didn't call it the Tzeim HaAsiri, but the Yom HaAsiri, right? The something in the 10th month was being celebrated as the day where something tragic had happened, but now the base of Mikdash is back, so we're celebrating. That was the celebration. So the Mechitz Chinuch says, so the date should have been recorded, because they were, even though it's true, the Churban Bayis region happened a long time ago, the Churban Bayis change just happened now, but during the whole interim, the day was being observed in some fashion. So how is it being observed? So because of this kasha, as well as a few other kashas, the Mechitz Chinuch says a really, really fascinating chiddush, a big chiddush, one of the more well-known Chidushim in the Sefer Mechitz Chinuch. What he says is that true, they had been observing this holiday or fast day for centuries, but it never had a fixed date. It didn't have to have a fixed date. You know why? Because the Pasuk, which I mentioned before, the Pasuk in Zechariah, which is the Makar for these four fasts, it describes all of them as by their month. So, right, Tisha B'Av, the Mashal, is called the Tzeim HaChemishi, the fast day of the fifth month. Shavuot Batamiz is called the Tzeim HaRavi, the fast day of the fourth month. Zokta Mechaz Chinuch, that means that the Takanas HaNeviim was that there should be a day in the fourth month that you fast to commemorate the Korban. A day in the fifth month that you fast to commemorate the Korban, and so too the Tzeim HaAsiri was a day in the tenth month that you fast to commemorate the Korban. And when then the Beit HaMikdash was rebuilt, and the fast days were reversed and turned into days of Sasan and Simcha. But again, that meant there'd be a day in the 10th month that you rejoice. And different people could have chosen different days. You could really be Yaitse Me'ikrid, and you could be Yaitse with any day. And, you know, if you wanted to pick a day that was meaningful, okay, but the 5th, the 10th, those are both good choices. Those are both days that were meaningful. So he says that probably there were some places where they had the minig to do the 5th, and some places where they had the minig to do the 10th, and nobody was makbid on which one it was, because they were all good. The pasuk just says Tzeim HaAsiri. So since the pasuk said Tzeim HaAsiri, and any day during the 10th month was acceptable, and maybe there were some places where they did the 15th or the 20th because of how it worked out with holiday weekends and garbage pickups and things like that. But let's say the more, you know, Eiskahaltanum and Hagim were the 5th, the 10th, because those are significant dates. But which one was really right? Which one did Zechariah have in mind when he referred to the Asiri? It was never Negeah, because they're all fine. You're Yetzi with any of them. But then, after the second Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, and they went back to being a fast day, but more importantly, and Klal Yisrael was becoming scattered, right, because second base of Mikdash was a much more extreme dispersion of the Yidden. Right, by the Korban Bayis Rishon, the Yidden went into Golus, but for the most part, they just went to Bavel. So the Yidden stayed together. Korban Bayis Sheni, the Romans took them all over and they put them on ships and sold them as slaves and, you know, wherever there was a market for them. And there was much more of a diaspora, of a dispersion of Klal Yisrael after Korban Bayis Sheni than there was after Korban Bayis Rishon. So there was a need to try to unify, give some, you know, make uniformity in the minhagim and especially in the calendar. So the Chazal at that time decided, let's make this uniform. Let's figure out what day we're going to observe the Tzeim HaRavi. It's not going to be anymore whatever day you want, and all of them, the Tzeim HaRavi, the Tzeim HaChamishi, the Tzeim HaShvi, the Tzeim HaAsiri, let's make it uniform. So the others were easy. The day, right? Which day in Tammuz? Well, everybody knows that the reason for the fast in Tammuz was because they broke through the walls of the city. So let's make it the day that they broke through the walls of the city. Everyone has to fast that day. The fast in the month of Av was because the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. So let's make it the day that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Even though until now you really could have been yetzer with any day in the month, because that's how the Nevi'im were masaking it, a day in the month, but let's make it uniform, the ninth of the month. And then they wanted to do the same thing with Teves. So let's make it, you know, till now you were able to observe it any day in the month of Teves, but now let's make it the day that the event happened. Then the question arose, but which event were we commemorating? Because in the Yecheskel you find two events that had to do with that happened in the month of Teves. So that's why there was Machlekes, Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shimon. Which event is it that we're supposed to be commemorating over here? Is it the event of the Vayav Eilai HaPalit on the 5th of the month, or the Samach Malach Babel on the 10th of the month? And it was a new Shaila. Until then, it was never really negated to them. Now the Shaila arose, there was a Machlekes, Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shimon, and we pass on like Rabbi Akiva. But to understand the Gemara and the genesis of this Machlekes, we have to say this Chiddush, that the original Takanas Nevi'im was a day of the month.
When by the Shein, when they made it into a Yom Tov again, so was it Nisr Malacha?
It's a good question. The Rashi in Rosh Hashanah that says that the Sathan Simcha means La'inin Isr Hesped V'tanis. Sounds like there was not an Isr Malacha. I don't know if there are other Rishonim that give any detail about what that Masech Simcha looked like.
Then it would be like everybody has a Yontif on a different day.
Right. He's right, the way he puts it is that he thinks that different Mekoymais had, I mean, he probably wasn't totally on the individual, it was totally on the Minik HaMakoyim. But right, there was...
Wherever it's on different days too in different cities.
Interesting, right. It's an interesting comparison.
Wherever it's walled, wherever it's
Shusha. Now this Chiddush was also said by Reb Chaim Brisker. He said the same Chiddush for an entirely different reason. He has the kasha as follows. He says, we know that when Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos, when Shabbos B'Tamuz falls out on Shabbos, so we don't fast on Shabbos, so we push it off to Sunday. That's a pretty routine occurrence that happens fairly often, that they fall out on Shabbos. So everybody knows that the Tanis is not Teich Shabbos. So you think, yeah, because that's, you know, because I guess because a Tanis, because Shabbos is a Dereisa, Shabbos is Shabbos, it's so important, nothing could compare to Shabbos. So Shabbos overrides everything else. The truth is that that's not really, it's not at all simple that it should be like that. The Gemara says that if somebody has a bad dream, right, in the times of the Gemara, they took the dreams very, very seriously, and there's such a thing as a Tanis Chaloyim, and if somebody had a bad dream, he was supposed to fast to make up for or to fix that dream. And the Gemara says, Yafet Tanis Chaloyim ke'esh l'na ayres, but dafak if it's boi b'yoyim. The effectiveness of the dream was only if you do it right away. If you have a bad dream and then a few days later you fast, that doesn't do it. But if you fast when you wake up in the morning, that's an effective Tanis Chaloyim. And the Gemara says, therefore, v'afilu b'Shabbos. Even on Shabbos, if a person has a bad dream, he's allowed to fast. Nowadays, we're not noyig like this, even though it's worth it on the Shulchan Aruch, even. We're not knowing like this because we don't take our dreams as seriously as we did. You know, most people don't fast even during the week for a bad dream. So, Allah's kamacham, and nobody should fast on Shabbos for a bad dream. But me'ikir adin, you fast on Shabbos for a bad dream. So, Chaim has tekasha. So, that means that when there's a machayev to fast, but on the other hand, it's Shabbos, so which one prevails? The Tanis prevails. So, how come when Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos, Shabbos prevails and pushes off Tisha B'Av till Sunday? Why doesn't Tisha B'Av prevail? So to answer that, Kasher, Reb Chaim said on his own...
But isn't different reasons. Tanis were fasting for Vizagavain.
Okay.
And for a Tanis Chalom, you're preventing
Vizagavain. Okay, that's a good chiluk. The Chassam Sefer makes that distinction. Right. He says, Mamash, the way you said, right? If a Tanis for something that happened already, or a Tanis because of what I'm hoping to prevent something from happening...
I just heard this today,
Mamish. So, okay, but I have a Ha'ara on the Chassam Sefer. I mean, those people that learned the Daf Yomi, you just finished Pesachas Tanis, and those are all Taniyos similar to Chaloyim, that they're for Vazvat Zayin, not Vazvat Geven, and yet they're not Teich HaShabbos. Right? The Mishnah says that we're not Masriim B'Shabbos. The Mishnah says a small list of exceptions, but that's the Mishnah at the beginning of the third paragraph, I think. But there's a Gemara, on Yudalid, that says that doesn't really mean fasting, it really just means davening, if I'm not mistaken, I'm not sure. But it's not so pashut over there that those fasts for tzareis are allowed to take place on Shabbos. So I'm not sure if, but there is a chassam sefer that makes such a chelik. But Al-Kabana, Reb Chaim doesn't go that way. Reb Chaim says that the reason why that really Atanas is Deicha Shabbos, the reason why Tisha B'Av is not Deicha Shabbos is because there isn't really a conflict. Because why does it have to be on the 9th? The pasuk says Tzeim HaChamishi. That's what the pasuk describes Tisha B'Av. It's the Tzeim HaChamishi, a day in the fifth month, a day in the month of Av. So ideally it should be the 9th, but if you can't do the 9th, so do the 10th. You're still Mekayim the Takana. Had it been Dafka, Tisha B'Av would be Deicha Shabbos. But there is no din of Tisha B'Av. I mean, Drabbanan there is, but the original Takana, the Takana San Avim, is not a real din of Tisha B'Av, it's really a din of Tzeim HaChamishi. So if you can't do it on the 9th, do it on the 10th, you could still be Mekayim the Takana. So Reb Chaim, for this other reason, again, he's coming from a totally different kasha, but he comes to the same conclusion as the Menchas Chinuch. They both say this Yisoid, that the fasts that we fast, Zeicha to the Churban, are not fixed, you know, at least in their original takana. This is the right way to say. Avad halacha lemaisa, they are fixed, meaning there's takanas chachamim that you have to fast on a particular day on the calendar. But the original takana, which is from the psukim in Navi, the divrei kabbalah of the Tanyas, that it's takanas hanaviim, that is not fixed to a particular day on the calendar. It's just any day within the month.
Sarba tables can never fall out on the Shabbos anymore.
That's true, right?
But it would have to do with the calendar.
Right. Chaim was asking from Tisha B'Av, right?
And based I don't know why you bring up Tisha B'Av.
It's a shita.
Well, because presumably the severity of these four tanyas, at this point we would think would be the same. So there is a part of this Reb Chaim that connects to Sarva Tevis, but so far we didn't come to that. Reb Chaim's Yisoid is that the tanyas are a day in the month at large. And that's why he says Tisha B'Av and Shiva Sabbatamas, which do fall on Shabbos, are not Deicha Shabbos.
Right.
Now, this Chiddush.
It's a Shita, by the way, that it wouldn't fall on Shabbos, we would fast it.
Right. That's the Chiddush of the Vajram. We might bring that into, depending on whatever, on how much we get to. That's part of this discussion. We'll see if we get to that. Now, so with this, the story that we see, at least two of the Gedolei Achronim, the Menchas Chinuch and Reb Chaim, for two very different reasons, come to this Chiddush. That the Tanyos are really, their date originally is a day in the month of. Now, that sounds like kind of a kula, right? Because that it doesn't really matter when you do it, as long as you do it any time, you could fulfill the original takana. But is there a chumrah, perhaps, a very significant chumrah, that will come out of this?
Sure.
What?
You would have to fast. What if you did it for some reason you wouldn't have to fast?
Still very good. So what's an example of a reason why you wouldn't have to fast and then later you do? So my son Naftali is going to be bar mitzvahed on Thursday. Okay? In 2 days. Yud Beis Teves is his bar mitzvah. And today he's a katan. And then on Thursday he's going to become a gadol. Now, if I never learned this Menchas Chinuch, I would say, okay, so he avoided this Tanis, very good. His first Tanis will be on Tanis Esther, but he has no obligation to fast in Teves because this is over already. But if the Menchas Chinuch is right, that the Nevi'im will Masak and you have to fast a day in the month of Teves. Good, so I was Yosei today, so I don't have to fast later, I don't have to fast next week, I fasted today. But my son, who wasn't Yosei today because he was a Katan, and then Thursday comes, and now he's a gadol, and it's still the 10th month, and there's a pasuk that talks about a tzeim ha'asiri, so why isn't there a chiyuv that's then mutal on him to fast sometime between this Thursday and Rosh Chodesh Shvat? So some day left in the month of Teves to be mekayim the takana of the tzeim ha'asiri. Now, clearly, there is no such obligation. And the halacha l'maisa, even if I don't know why, but halacha l'maisa, I want to make it clear that I don't mean to be suggesting a new chumrah.
We passed on like Rabbi Kiva, that's why.
Was that going
to
help? No, but
it has to be on the Sarah B'Tavis.
No, but the Menchas Chinuch said that from the Machlokes Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shimon, we see that the original takana was on the month.
Right.
And then there was a later takana to say which day in the month should you be mekayim that takana. Yeah, but that means that midrabbanan you're mekayim the takanas neviim on the 10th. But the original takana was any day in the month. So if you don't get the 10th,
but that takana was abolished because of this machlekes.
Okay, well, so that, halacha, that's
they made that's it.
That's it.
That's
not the month anymore.
That's an interesting chiddush that the Takanos Nevi'im could be oiker. The Takanos Chachamim could be oiker the Takanos Nevi'im.
Obviously, that's what happened.
I'm not sure why that should be obvious. I would think that's a very big chiddush. I think the Pashtus, if there was a Takanos Nevi'im, then you have to face the day in the month of Teves. And then the Chachamim misaking that the best day to be mekayim that is the 10th. So if somebody misses the 10th, or if somebody was not a Rechi Yuvan the 10th, he still has the Takanos Nevi'im. So that's the kasha that I will present. Again, halacha, it's clearly not true. Naftali is not the first person in this situation. This is a very, very common, it's Teves, it's Tammuz, Av, and Tishrei. So it's probably a good, at least 25% of all Bar Mitzvah boys could really clear this shayla. Right? If you're a Bar Mitzvah in any one of those 4 months, after the Tanis, so do you have to fast afterwards? Clearly, we're not knowing to do that. So the question really is, but why not? So there's an interesting sort of combination of Divrei Torah that could converge on this. We have a Menachas Chinuch and we have a Reb Chaim, right? Those are the two Achrayim that said this Chiddush, that should L'chayra be Mechayim, my son, to fast sometime, let's say next week. But both the Menachas Chinuch and Reb Chaim each have a different Shekel Torah that should undo this Chiddush. Namely, the Menachas Chinuch talks about the Rambam, who says that if a boy becomes Bar Mitzvah between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, so if he wasn't part of a Karban Pesach on Pesach Rishon, then he has to bring a Pesach Sheni. But if he was part of a Pesach Rishon, he doesn't have to bring a Pesach Sheni. And the Shagasari says, how could it be? How a Durabonin can't, when he was on Pesach Rishon, he was a Katan. Good, he brought a Karban Pesach, but a Durabonin can't Patur a Deiraisa. So how could it be that he's Patur from his Pesach Sheni because he brought a Pesach Rishon? The Menachas Chinuch says to the Shagasari,
I don't understand. You should be Mechayev the first one.
No, but that's a Machlekes Tanoim. There's a Machlekes Tanoim in Pesachim whether Pesach Sheni, I don't remember the Lashenis, whether it has its own Chashivas or whether it's own purely a Tashlumen. And the Gemara says that the Machlekes would be a Katan Shenis Gadol Ben Zelazeh. And the Rambam Paskins that a Katan Shenis Gadol, if he didn't bring a Pesach Rishon, he's Chayev. It's true that according to one sheet in the Tanoim, you're right. Even if he hadn't brought a Pesach Rishon, he'd be Patur anyway because it's only a Tashlumin and he doesn't need a Tashlumin. But the Rambam paskins that a Katan Shenis Gadol is Chayev in Pesach Sheni. That's like the other Tana. I think the Lashon is that it's a Regel B'fnei Atzmai. Those are the two Lashonis, Tashlumin Derishon or Regel B'fnei Atzmai. And the Rambam paskins that it's a Regel B'fnei Atzmai. Nevertheless, if he brought a Pesach Rishon, then he's Patur from Pesach Sheni. So Shagasari asks, how could he get out of his chiyuv by having been chiyuv deraisa by having been mekayim chiyuv derabanan? And the Menachas Chinuch answers. He says to that shagasari. He says, yeah, why not? A derabanan could patur deraisa. It's mefurshin gemaras there, right? He doesn't really go through the details, but even though true there are rayas from gemaras that a derabanan can't patur deraisa, the Menachas Chinuch holds that's all migavra legavra. Meaning, if you have two people, and one is Chayav Drabon, and the other is Chayav Deraisa, can I do a Maisa Mitzvah and Patr you, when your Chiv is Deraisa, my Chiv is only Drabon? That doesn't work. But within the same person, and a Zman Drabon to a Zman Deraisa, the Menachas Chinuch holds, that does work, and he brings a fascinating Raya. He brings a Raya from something that it's almost Maisa B'chol Yoyim. Now, obviously, other Shanim have ways of getting out of this raya. There are holds, but the raya that he says is as follows. He says, when we make our early Shabbos, so, right, let's say it gets dark at 8:30, but we daven at 7 o'clock, we're home by 7:45, and we make Kiddush. Kiddush is a mitzvah deraisa. We're making Kiddush in this Zman of Tosfos Shabbos, which, he says, is only Drabanan, and yet you don't have to make another Kiddush after it gets dark. How are you Yotze Yerchi of Kiddush Deiraisa with the Kiddush that you made during the Zman of Tosfos Shabbos Drabanan? I, a Drabanan, can't Patre Deiraisa? You see from there that that means if I'm a Drabanan and you're a Deiraisa, I can't Patre you. But if it's the same person and now he's a Drabanan and later he's a Deraisa, but he did the mitzvah already. If he did the mitzvah, then when his chiyuv becomes Deraisa, he doesn't have to do the mitzvah again. So Menachem Chanuch says, if that's true, then this Rambam is not so surprising that if he brought a Korban Pesach Rishon, he doesn't have to bring a Korban Pesach Sheni. He already did the mitzvah. And his man Drabanan could patur his man Deraisa. Now, again, the Shagas Ari says it's not true. The Magen Avraham says it's not true. A lot of Achrayim disagree with this. In particular, Reb Chaim also. Reb Chaim has a piece on that very Rambam about the Korban Pesach. And he says that this is not true, and he explains that Rambam differently. So all the Achrayim argue with the Menachem Chanuch. But the Menachem Chanuch, personally, he holds that a mitzvah that you do during Zman D'Rabbanan kapater your chiyuv in your Zman D'Raisa. Which means that according to the Menachem Chanuch, if the katan fasted on Asar B'Teves and then he becomes bar mitzvah on Yud Beis B'Teves, it's true, now he has a chiv deraisa, but he was yotze already. He was yotze, his chiv deraisa with the mitzvah that he did during this Zman D'Rabbanan. So it's a little bit of a das yachid, this Menachem Chanuch, but again, it's coming to answer a kasha that was created by the Menachem Chanuch. So the kasha that arose from one chiddush of the Menachem Chanuch could be answered by the other chiddush of the Menachem Chanuch. Now, Reb Chaim also said this chiddush about the tzeim harasiri, that the Tanis is chal on the whole month, and Reb Chaim clearly does not accept that other chiddush of the Zman D'Rabban and Patring Yechiv Deiraisa, because by that Rambam and Karman Pesach, he says a different pshat. But Reb Chaim has a different escape. It won't help for all the Rambam's boys, but at least for Naftali, it'll help. And that's what you were really touching on before. Yeah, Reb Chaim, I said it over before, but it was really only, I said it over partially. Reb Chaim says that, again, he asked Akasha, how come Tisha B'Av and Shavuos V'Tammuz are not Deicha Shabbos? After all, Tanis Chaloyim is Deicha Shabbos, why aren't those Deicha Shabbos? So he said the answer is because the Chiyuv is described as the same Ravi and the same Chamishi, so it's really Chal on the month at large. Then Reb Chaim says, but he uses this to answer, to explain a very mysterious Shitas Rishonim, which the Beis Yosef quotes from the Avudraham. The Avudraham was a Talmud of the Rashbi, is one of the Rishonim. And he writes that Asar B'Teves is different than all the other Tanyos in that it's Deicha even Shabbos. If Asar B'Teves falls out on Shabbos, you fast even on Shabbos. Now, practically with our calendar, Asar B'Teves never falls out on Shabbos. But the reason why there's Negei Halacha L'Maaseh is because we do have, not often, but rarely, we do have a Sarbat Teves falling out on Friday. Right. We had it a few, recently. It was last year? We had it pretty recently that a Sarbat Teves fell out on Friday. And when there's a discussion in the Gemara, this also was at the end of Tanis, there's a discussion in the Gemara about fasting on Friday. There's a problem with fasting on Friday. There's a Tanis that says that when a Tanis falls on Friday, you're Mas'ana Ba'ene Mashlem. You don't complete the Tanis because we don't want you going into Shabbos while you're ma'una, while you're in a fast. There's a mitzvah of Oinik Shabbos. It doesn't mean you have to eat every minute of the Shabbos, but you shouldn't be starving for any minute of the Shabbos. So if you fast on Friday and you're mashlam, you fast, so you go into Shabbos really, really hungry, that's a violation on some level of Oinik Shabbos. So there's a discussion in the Gemara, are you allowed or you're not allowed? So the Avudram came to discuss what happens if Asar B'Teves falls out on Friday. Should you end the fast early so that you don't go into Shabbos while you're fasting? And he says, no, you don't have to. And in explaining why, meaning no, you don't have to end your fast early, meaning you're not allowed to end your fast early. You're Masanu Mashim, you complete the fast. Don't worry that you're going to be hungry at the beginning of Shabbos. And in explaining why, he says, because if Asar B'Teves fell out on Shabbos, we would fast then too. Don't tell me that you should break your Asar B'Teves early so that you shouldn't be a little bit hungry at the beginning of Shabbos, because Asar B'Teves is Deicha Shabbos. You fast on Asar B'Teves on Shabbos. And he says, and why do I say so? Because the Pasuk in Yechezkel describes Asar B'Teves with the expression Be'etzem Hayoyim Hazeh. Etzem Hayoyim Hazeh is the same expression that we find by Yom Kippur. It's called Be'etzem Hayoyim Hazeh. So it's like he's making a Gezeir Shavah, just like Yom Kippur is Deicha Shabbos, so too Asar B'Teves is Deicha Shabbos. So
Series is only one day then. It's not, could be any day of the month.
This seems to take away from, Reb Chaim says Let me just put one step in between. The Beis Yosef brings down the Savudraham, and he says, I don't know where he would get this from. I mean, even though he says, because there's a pasuk of Esamayim Azeb, but why? He's making a drasha, Gzeir Shav, we don't make our own Gzeir Shabbos. So the pasuk says, Esamayim Azeb, but that should tell us that it's Deicha Shabbos. Tisha B'Av is not Deicha Shabbos, and Asar B'Tavis is Deicha Shabbos. It seems so surprising, so foreign. Where would such a thing come from? So Rav Chaim says, to explain this, Avudraham, really, like we said before, Tisha B'Av would also be Deicha Shabbos. The whole reason why Tisha B'Av is not Deicha Shabbos is because the Nevi'im never made it on a particular day. They just said the Tzema Chamishi. But if the Nevi'im would have made it on a particular day, it would be Deicha Shabbos. So the Avudraham is just, he's not making Gzeirah Shabbos. He's just saying, look, the Pasuk in Yecheskel says, Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh. So that means that they made it on this particular day. There may be Machlekes Tanaim, which particular day, but whichever one it is, and we pass like Rabbi Akiva, that's the 10th. But they said about that day that it's this particular day. That means that it's not just any day in the month of Teves, it has to be on the 10th of Teves. Any Tanis that has a particular day is Deicha Shabbos. That's what we saw from Tanis Chaloyim. So once Asar B'Teves has a pasuk of Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh, it should be Deicha Shabbos. So that's Reb Chaim Shekel Torah. Which means that Reb Chaim seemingly is saying that while the other Tanis have this lumdus, this chiddush, that they're not really a particular date, they're any day in the month of Tammuz or Av or Tishrei, but Asar B'Teves is different. Asar B'Teves has a particular date, it has to be on the 10th of the month. So that also saves my son, right? That means that even though maybe your sons are going to have bar mitzvahs in the months of Tishrei or Av or Tammuz, and then you'll have to discuss this. But for Asar B'Teves, we're safe because Asar B'Teves is fixed to a particular day of the month, according to Reb Chaim Shekel Torah. Now, the Menachas Chinuch disagrees. Right? The Menachas Chinuch, clearly, when he said this vart about the Tanias, he was saying about all four Tanias. One of his proofs was from Asar B'Teves. That was really his makar, from the fact that the Machalik Reb Akiva and Reb Shimon about what's the right date of Asar B'Teves. So the Menachas Chinuch doesn't agree with this vart of Reb Chaim, and Reb Chaim didn't agree with that vart of the Menachas Chinuch. But each of them l'shitasam, there's a good excuse for my son not to fast. Reb Chaim, who said he believes in this idea of Tanias being on the month at large, but not this Tanis. This Tanis, he says, is Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh. So my son doesn't have to fast because his birthday isn't Teves, and this fast, according to Reb Chaim, is fixed to a particular date. The Menachas Chinuch, who also believes in the idea that Tanias are given on the month at large, and he says that even about this fast, but he happens to hold that a mitzvah that you do while you're a katan could patter you from your chiyuv when you become a gadol. So the fast that he fasted today would patter him from his chiyuv from later. So each of them said a second chiddush that undoes the kash that we have from the first chiddush. And even though these second chiddushim are all very controversial, they're both das yachids, and each one doesn't agree with the other ones, but each one l'shitasai, we have a teretz for why you wouldn't have to fast later this month.
But the Rishon, Avudraham said that you should fast on Shabbos.
Right. So but that's going to help us over here, Lakula. That indicates that it's fixed to the date of the month.
But not any. It's fixed to the date of the month.
Right. Like, so that's a reason to say that the Bar Mitzvah boy shouldn't have to fast later.
Shouldn't have to fast, right. But it's fixed to the date of the month. That's why you would have to fast
on Shabbos. As right.
As opposed to any of the other Tanis.
Exactly. Exactly. So that Avudraham is saying, the way Reb Chaim is interpreting it, that it's more chomer vis-a-vis Shabbos, but on the other hand, it's going to be more kuladik. Like Gabi the Shiloh with the cotton Shenes Gadel. A cotton that grew up after Asar B'Teves is not going to have to fast later.
Why can't you say that he accomplished this view of fasting on your son?
Yeah.
Because of Chinuch.
So that's what we said according to the Menachas Chinuch, but that means you're saying that a Drabbanu Kapatra de Reisa, that's very controversial. According to the Menachas Chinuch and Achanami. That's what we're saying.
He says because of Chinuch?
That
wasn't his reasoning.
No. That's what I was telling you. No, the Menachas Chinuch talks about making Kiddush Friday night. But he says that a Durabanan, that a mitzvah that you do during a Zman Durabanan could patter you for your Zman Dei Reisa. So therefore, I'm saying that a Katan that fasted on Asar B'Teves, that's good enough. And even if he does have a Chiv, the Takanas and Aviyim, to fast a day in the month, and later on he's a Gadol, but still he was Yotzei with the fast that he did already.
Menachas Chinuch way before Chaim, right?
Yeah, not way before, no.
He's not from the beginning of the Achrayim?
Not at all, no. Mid to late 1800s. It's old, I would say older than Reb Chaim, they overlapped.
Chinuch is in the Rabbanah?
Chaim's close to the
Yeah. So the structure of what we have over here, there's a kash that we raised based on a chiddush said by two achrayim, the Mechatz Chinuch and Reb Chaim, and we gave a teretz for each of the two of them based on another chiddush that they said. Each one doesn't hold of that other chiddush that the other one says, but each one has a second chiddush that gets us out of our predicament. That's what we've done so far. The problem is that each of these two truisms that I just said are, I think, not really eiskahalten. They only work if you say it fast, but when you think about it slowly, I think there's a flaw in both of them. Which is okay, you know, Bar Mitzvah Pshat is usually said fast. So.
No one listens anymore.
So, here's the flaw. The Menchas Chinuch, we said that according to the Menchas Chinuch, if he fasted today, so he's Yaitzeh, his Chiv already, even though today he was only Katan, he was only doing it with a Drabbonon, but a mitzvah they do during a Zman Drabbonon Kapatiu from Yechiv Deiraisa. That's all assuming that there's a Chiv Drabbonon. What's the Chiv Drabbonon? Chinuch. Most mitzvahs of the Torah have a mitzvah of Chinuch. Fasting is an exception. Fasting on the Taniyais, there's no, according to most Paiskim, there's no inyan whatsoever for a katan. Even a katan who's 12 years and 11 months and 3.5 weeks old, there's no inyan at all to fast. Mr. Brewer brings that down in two places, quoting from the Magen Avraham, that there's no reason for a katan to fast. There is a minhag, I know, in some places that you fast three, you know, that a katan the last three fasts before his bar mitzvah. I did that when I was a child, but in Paiskim, there's no makar for that. And Adrabah, the Poskim say there's no chinuch on fasting, with the exception of Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, there is chinuch, but on the other Tanis, there is no chinuch, which means that a bar mitzvah boy who fasts today, meaning a bar mitzvah boy in my son's situation, somebody who's going to be bar mitzvahed in a few days, so he fasts today, it's really just for fun. It's just for fun. He's not doing a mitzvah drabbanon. Now, if that's the case, then that zikr doesn't patron from his chiyuv deraisa. If he has a chiyuv, again, I'm direct, this is an exaggeration, but the chiyuv mitakonas neviim, if Thursday he's going to become a bar mitzvah, and then we say there's a pasuk of tzoyim ha'asiri, which is mechayev everyone to fast a day in the month of Teves. And he say, oh, but I fasted already. But that you weren't chayev then. Oh, but the Menchas Chinuch says that a mitzvah drabbonon kapater me, but that wasn't even a mitzvah drabbonon, that was a nothing. So, right, because there's no chinuch on fasting. So what he did today was worthless. If what he did today was worthless, then he should still really have the chiyuv later on. So that's why the teretz that we said in the Menchas Chinuch is not eis kahalten.
Who says there's no chinuch on fasting?
Mishnah Berurah says v'shem the Magen Avraham.
Where does the Magen Avraham get it from?
I'm not sure. Yes. The Magen Avraham.
Why should it be any different than anything else?
Because fasting is something that because there is a reason, because fasting is something which has to do with your age and stage, meaning children aren't really considered up to fasting. Putting, you know, something like taking a lulav, so a child is able to do that. So chazal and masakin, they should do that. But fasting is hard for children, so chazal won't have a masakin. That's the svar of the Magen Avraham.
12.5-year-old is not a child.
It's not a training issue.
Okay, it but is. That good, but chazal made a shir. Because I'm going to share Al Kapanim, but that's the consensus of the Gedolei HaPaiskim. What we said b'shem Reb Chaim is, I think, also not Oiska Halten. I mean, this is a little bit more lumdish. I'll give you the background story to this. One time, so a few years ago, maybe 5 years ago, it was Aser B'Teves, and my daughter had a date at night, and after the fast. So the bachur came in, and I, what?
First time?
No, it wasn't the first date. The bachur came in, and I wanted to make some conversation. So I said to him, you know, I noticed something interesting in the slichas this morning, that in the slichas, you know, I said this before, that we throw in everything. We mention what happened on the 5th, then what happened on the 8th, then what happened on the 9th, then what happened on the 10th. I said, you know, it's mashma, not like Reb Chaim, because Reb Chaim has this whole shikol Torah about Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh, that Aser B'Teves is different from the other Taniyos, that it's dafka this day, But the way we say the Slichas, it sounds like we're commemorating everything that happened in the month of Teves. It sounds more like the Minchas Chinuch, like, you know, that it's a day on the month. No,
so. My small talk was never like that.
Okay, so that was the Ha'ara that I told him, and I was very glad that I did, because he said back to me that he didn't learn Reb Chaim like that. He said back to me that he doesn't think that Reb Chaim means that Aser B'Teves doesn't have the din of Tisha B'Av of it being a din on the month. Because that din comes from the Pasuk in Zechariah, Tzema Ravi, Tzema Chamishi, and the Pasuk in Zechariah mentions Aser B'Teves also, the Tzema Asiri. Just, there's also a Pasuk in Yechezkel that says Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh. So what Reb Chaim means to be saying is that there's two dinim in Aser B'Teves. There's a din on the month, and there's a din on the day. So where the din on the day chaps a chumrah, l'mashal when it collides with Shabbos, so then the din on the day is relevant. But where the din on the, but that's not la'afugi from the fact that it also is a din on the month, that it's miskayim anytime during the month. That aspect of it is miskayim anytime during the month. So he was telling me, therefore, it's not surprising that the slicha should mention all of it, because Reb Chaim is not coming la'afugi from the din of Tzema Asiri. He's just adding that there's also a din of Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh. I said, okay, we should drink a l'chaim. I was very, very satisfied with that answer. We didn't drink a l'chaim on the spot, but
it was a fast.
You know, I was I told my daughter a couple of days later that I was writing that down in my notes, and I wrote that I heard from, and I wrote somebody, you know, with his first name and his last. I wrote Shamati me Shalom Wender, and she said, I think you could take out the last name already. He's going to be Stam Shalom. You know, so that was, but the Yisrael, I think, is right, that Reb Chaim doesn't mean that there's no din on the month. He just means that there's two dinim in Asar B'Teves, which means that when the din on the month is Negei L'Chumra, then that din of the month is still relevant, which means that even though, true, there's a din of Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh, there's also a din of Tzema Asiri. So for the Bar Mitzvah boy, the Katan Shen is Gadel, after Asar B'Teves, and now it's the 12th, and he's a Bar Mitzvah boy, Reb Chaim's not going to deny that there's a Takanas Nevi'im to fast one day during the month of Teves. He also holds that there's a Takanas Nevi'im from the Pasuk in Yechezkel that it has to be, that you have to fast on the 10th. But that's, now that Takana, the Bar Mitzvah boy who becomes a Mitzvah on the 12th, can't be Mekayim anymore. But the din from the Pasuk in Zechariah, that there's a din of a Tzayim Ha'asiri, that he could still be Mekayim. So why shouldn't he have to? So the original question that we asked comes back. The original question that if there's a din of a Tzayim Ha'asiri, that there's a din on the month, so the Kutin Shenis Gadel should have to fast. And both of the Terutzim that we gave, from the Mechaz Chinuch about Mitzvah Drabban, Patrin, the Zman De'Raisa, and Reb Chaim, that Etzem Hayom Hazeh made it a din on the particular day, are both not correct. There was no keem of a Mitzvah Drabbanan yet, because there's no chinuch on fasting, and Reb Chaim's vort of Etzem Hayom Hazeh never came la'afuki from the din of the Tzema Asiri.
Wasn't there a Tana that wanted to abolish Tisha B'Av?
Yeah, the Gemara Megillah Daf
Hey. He says, yes. If he can abolish it, he would abolish it.
In, sort that? Of like that. That's,
what was the circumstance? Because it fell on Shabbos?
Yeah, well, I mean, the Gemara first started off, it sounded like he meant to get rid of it altogether, but then the Gemara says that's not what happened, it was because it fell on Shabbos, and then he wanted to say, Hol of a Nidcha Yidacha.
Are you doing Daf Yomi?
Oh, it's coming up very soon. Yeah. Megillah Daf Hey on the base.
Stay tuned.
Okay, so what's the right answer? Again, so we're back to the drawing board. What's the right answer? So the right answer is really much much simpler than everything we said so far. The pasuk in Zechariah says that the tzayim harvi v'tzayim hachamishi tzayim hashvi v'tzayim ha'asiri yu l'sotzim l'simcha. So the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah and Daf Yeches says that you see sometimes it's a tzayim and sometimes it's a sotzim l'simcha. The Gemara says, when is it a tzayim b'shas shmad, meaning b'shas churban? When is it l'sasim l'simcha b'shas shalom, which means when the Beis HaMikdash is standing? Those are the two extremes. What about, the Gemara says, what about if it's ein shmad v'ein shalom? The Beis HaMikdash is not standing, so it's not a time of shalom, but it's also not a time of churban. The Goyim aren't coming after us and hunting us down like they were when the Babylonians captured the Beis HaMikdash and like they were when the Romans captured the Beis HaMikdash. What if it's just a time that, you know, where we're living sort of peacefully among the Goyim? So then the Gemara said, Ratsu misanim, loy ratsu ein misanim. Then the Tanis becomes voluntary. that if they want, they could fast. It's not. It's definitely not a Yom Tov. If they want, they could fast. If they don't want to, they don't have to fast. So now, does that mean that really today is totally voluntary? Everybody could choose whether or not to fast? The Taisa says, no, it doesn't mean everybody could choose. It means that the Nevi'im left it voluntary to Klal Yisrael to decide what you're going to do with this. And then the Klal Yisrael, in the times of Rabbeinu HaKadosh, which interestingly was really, that was the first time that it was Negea, because Rabbeinu HaKadosh was about 150 years after the Korban. The period immediately following the Korban, when the Yidden were living under the Romans, was really very, very brutal. So that was always seen as a Shas HaShmad. And they were fasting Me'ikar Adim, Tikkanos HaNeviim. Rebbe was a friend of Antoninus. And in the times of Rebbe, that was really the first time that there was some sort of reprieve. And then the question arose, now we have Ein Shalim Ve'Ein Shmat, so what should we do? And at that time, Klal Yisrael decided, we're gonna continue to fast. But these fasts already are not Mitikkanos HaNeviim. The Tikkanos HaNeviim was that B'Shas HaShmad, you have to fast. B'Shas Shalom, it's a Yom Tov. B'Shas Shmad, it's a fast. And if it's Ein Shalom, Ein Shmad, then the Nevi'im aren't saying anything. In the times of Rabbeinu HaKadosh, they came along and they said, we'd like Klal Yisrael to fast. Which means that the only Takana that's really relevant for us nowadays is the Takanas Chachamim that said, let's fast anyway, even though there's no Shmad. The Takanas and Nevi'im is already not relevant. That's already batal. Or at least suspended. It's not relevant right now. The Takana that is relevant is the Takanas Chachamim. Now, the Takanas Chachamim, like you were emphasizing before, the Takanas Chachamim was always fixed to a date. The Takanas Chachamim was, right, that's where Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shimon were arguing, like we said at the beginning of this year. The Chazal said, let's pick a date. Chazal said, we're going to make a particular date on which to be Mekayim the Takanas HaNevi'im. The Takanas HaNevi'im said it could be any day in the month. Chazal said, let's pick a date. Meanwhile, the Takanas HaNevi'im is not Negeh nowadays. All that we have nowadays is the Takanas Chachamim, and the Takanas Chachamim was on a particular date. That's on Asar B'Teves. So Asar B'Teves passes, then you missed it, and then there's no more fast. So therefore, a Katan Shenis Gadel afterwards is not going to have to fast because the Takanas Chachamim was particular to that date. But what it means, though, is, let's say later this month, Mashiach comes, while it's still Teves, and the Beis Hamikdash is rebuilt, and now the Tzayim HaAsiri is turned to a Sasam HaSimcha. But I already was Mekayim Tzayim HaAsiri this month, so I'm not going to have a Chiyuv to have a day of Sasam HaSimcha in the month of Teves. But my son Naftali, I guess, will be hosting everybody because he's going to have a real chiyuv mitakanas anavim over Yain Sasa v'Simcha in the month of the Asiri.
It will be a different chiyuv.
Why aren't women?
I'm Irish at Paskin, that's true. Soon.
Why isn't it stringent for the women for these?